But okay, so that's the external problem. There is also problems with its internal coherence. If, as if in the classical Arminianism, our free choices are literally causeless, then they are not caused by our character or our desires any more than they are caused by God. And if this is the case, our free choices are totally accidental happenings, unconnected with anything in the past. I kind of brought that up a little bit early, but that's all right. They are surprises, worse than hiccups occurring during at awkward times. Whoops, sorry, I didn't know that I had the shotgun in my hand and I accidentally robbed the grocery store.
That's right. So these are causeless choices, which doesn't, you know, seem to make sense, right? They're just kind of arbitrary, accidental things that happen if there is no cause for these things. But what if the Arminian libertarian sees free choice as caused by the character and desire of a person? Well, Frame says then, you know, he is introducing factors that themselves causes in heredity and environment, causes that precede the conscious life of the individual, right? So maybe it's because of the person's character, how it was shaped and their desires and, you know, how they were born, the family they were born into, their social conditions and all that kind of stuff kind of molded them to do these various things. Oh, really? He says. Well, then now we're having, you know, he says the Arminian libertarianism has substituted an impersonal cosmic determinism for the personalistic determinism of a biblical creation. So now, all right, fine. The choices are a result of my desires, which are a result of my environment. So now, you know, we have an imperfect cosmic determination instead of God. Right. And so he doesn't see that this is any sort of gain for moral responsibility. Right. My circumstances, that worked on my desires caused me to do it. And so now we have impersonal circumstances that are the cause. And that doesn't seem to work either, is the point he's trying to make.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, if you want to say absolutely no determinism whatsoever, you have to ask, was Jesus able to say no to the cross? Was he able to say no to the Father? Was Paul in writings Romans 9, was he able to make a mistake there? Well, if not, then there is some sort of determinism there that's happening. There's something that Paul could not have done in writings Romans 9. He couldn't have fallen halfway asleep and wrote for Jacob he hated, but Esau he loved. I'm changing it up on you. No, the way that scripture carries out is from the pneustis of the very breath of God that goes forth. So Paul is not able to make a mistake, and therefore he's determined in some sense there to write Romans 9 how God wanted to. So it's not he does he lose free will there? And if there, then why not other places? And then why not everything?